This morning, America's First News starts right after this. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning, with your host, Gordon Deal.
Changes to the GOP Obamacare replacement. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka. Tuesday, March 21st. Glad you're with us. Here's what we have for you this hour.
House Republicans have tweaked their plan to replace the Affordable Care Act, but is it enough to satisfy conservatives who feel the replacement bill doesn't go far enough?
The FBI director confirms that the agency is investigating potential connections between the Trump campaign and Russian officials during the election.
Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch will face intense scrutiny from Senate Democrats during day two of confirmation hearings today.
And what hackers are doing with simple electronics like a security camera in a local store.
These sorts of cameras, routers, other boxes in your home or office are often used in attacks that will hurt other things on the internet and make them unavailable. It's at a huge cost to businesses, a huge nuisance, and it's becoming a growing problem.
Wall Street Journal reporter Drew Fitzgerald on simple devices used to attack the internet. His unsettling details in about 25 minutes. House Republican leaders have introduced changes to their proposed health care overhaul. The adjustments range from the flexibility it would give states to administer their Medicaid programs to the amount of aid it would offer older Americans to buy insurance. President Trump addressed the issue during remarks in Kentucky yesterday.
Thursday is our chance to end Obamacare and the Obamacare catastrophe and begin delivering the reforms our people deserve.
Mr. Trump is expected to press for the bill's passage in a morning meeting today with Republican lawmakers. Also, supporters seem to have cleared a major political obstacle after conservatives that make up the House Freedom Caucus decided not to take a formal position against the bill. Doesn't mean they'll vote for it necessarily. The group had been threatening to sink the legislation, saying it did not do enough to unravel Obamacare. Their neutrality, however, could ensure passage. Setback for the Trump administration. FBI Director James Comey confirmed yesterday before the House Intelligence Committee that there's an investigation into whether members of the Trump campaign collaborated with the Russian government to influence last year's presidential election. Mr. Comey also used his appearance on Capitol Hill to say he has, quote, no information that supports President Trump's claims on Twitter that former President Obama wiretapped him during the campaign.
The Department of Justice has asked me to share with you that the answer is the same for the Department of Justice and all its components. The department has no information that supports those tweets.
That said, Intelligence Committee Chair Devin Nunes seemed to indicate the issue isn't necessarily over.
Let me be clear. I've been saying this for several weeks. We know there was not a physical wiretap of Trump Tower. However, it's still possible that other surveillance activities were used against President Trump and his associates.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer said Mr. Trump wouldn't withdraw his accusation that Trump Tower was wiretapped at the direction of Mr. Obama. Let's get analysis of Mr. Comey's remarks to lawmakers from Patrick Tucker, technology editor at Defense One. Patrick, what were the takeaways?
Well, it telegraphs pretty interestingly the direction of Senate and House Democrats in terms of their agenda for further hearings, further investigation, and House Republicans, potentially Senate Republicans, and they're wildly sort of divergent. So throughout the hearing, House Democrats led by Adam Schiff focused pretty hard on whether or not there was first an investigation that was ongoing. It was established immediately that there was by Comey, which suggests that there is smoke. There is an effort underway to understand the degree of fire or if there is fire connecting the Trump campaign surrogates, officials, and sort of personalities to the actual Russian influence operation, which everyone now acknowledges did exist. So after Comey was able to come out and say, yes, there's an active investigation, he was able to pretty effectively not answer any further questions, citing an active and ongoing investigation. Now, House Republicans are going to take a sort of different approach throughout the spring as this continues, and that's going to be to, it looks like, based on what seems pretty unanimous in terms of their line of questioning, is to focus on whether or not the FBI can contain leaks to the press about that investigation. For their part, both Michael Rogers and James Comey, the director of the FBI, were able to resist quite effectively both lines of questioning. But the big headlines from the event so far are they pushed back pretty strongly on the idea that there was any wiretapping that was in any way illegal into Donald Trump or Trump Tower, yet they acknowledge that there is an investigation and it's proceeding under normal legal authorizations.
We're speaking with Patrick Tucker, technology editor at Defense One, talking about the testimony by FBI Director James Comey. We're nowhere new than we were at the start of the day with regards to wiretap claims by Trump, other than folks saying, we have no information, right? Or we have no evidence. It doesn't mean they're not going to get it. They just don't have it at this time.
Right. Well, the idea of that Barack Obama would have wiretapped the president, that's what they were saying. No, can't happen. Not legal. There's a process by which the FBI conducts investigations through FISA. And so you've seen Devin Nunes and then Trey Gowdy focus a little bit more on this particular authority under the law called 702 authority. So that's what allows FBI agents to go get a FISA warrant and a kind of secret court and then conduct surveillance, very sensitive surveillance, potentially on U.S. citizens. So Devin Nunes and what Trey Gowdy are focusing on, and this is clearly going to be a big talking point for a lot of Republicans in the House Intel Committee going forward, what they're really focused on is, did somebody use that authority incorrectly and leak a bunch of material to either the New York Times, the Washington Post, or both that might have endangered the investigation? So they're clearly going to start lobbying at the investigation itself, which is, as you said, it's not at all clear yet that there really is anything connecting the Trump campaign to the Russian influence operation, but there isn't an absence of doubt either, because that is an investigation that's ongoing.
With regards to Russian meddling, I think it's not the last we're going to hear of it, right? Didn't he indicate that they've been meddling for decades in elections, and they will continue to do so?
Right, right. And that's another thing that's a pretty common theme when we hear folks in the IC talk about this. 2020, definitely look out for a lot more. They're coming back.
Thanks, Patrick. Patrick Tucker, technology editor at Defense One. Reminder, by the way, that we can connect on social media. You can friend us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter with the username @ThisMorningShow. If you like some cynicism and a little sarcasm, you can follow me directly on Twitter with the username @GordonDeal. It's 14 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories. Warning! Don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build to grow your business, call General Steel today. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building if you call now. For example, a 40 by 60 foot building is still less than $25,000. Even an 80 by 150 foot building is under $99,000.
Imagine 12,000 square feet for under $99,000.
This building is designed for your needs, no wasted space. And you get the General's quality and 50-year structural warranty at a price you can afford. You can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction by calling General Steel today. As much as half. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great. Call now. 877-61-STEEL.
It's not too late. Call
877-61-STEEL. That's 877-617-8335.
Thanks for spending time with us on this Tuesday, first full day of spring. Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch is painting himself as a judge who aims to get his cases right without political bias. He said yesterday, quote, "Once in a while, of course, we judges do disagree, but our disagreements are never about politics, only the law's demands."
A judge who likes every outcome he reaches is probably a pretty bad judge. stretching for policy results he prefers rather than those the law compels.
Testifying yesterday before the Senate Judiciary Committee on day one of his confirmation hearings, he also portrayed himself as a plain-spoken Westerner who embodies values of family, friendship, and fairness.
I make my share of mistakes, too. As my daughters never tire of reminding me, putting on a robe does not make me any smarter.
Judge Gorsuch might be anticipating a tough time on day two from Democrats who've already said that his judicial philosophy hurts the little guy. Republicans stressed his academic credentials, including degrees from Columbia, Harvard, and Oxford. They suggested that only those seeking to manipulate the legal system could oppose his nomination. It's 20 minutes after the hour on This Morning. Jennifer Koschenka is here with more of America's First News.
Gordon, passengers on some U.S.-bound foreign airline flights will have to check electronic devices larger than a cell phone once U.S. authorities formalize a new ban. The ban will affect 10 airports in 8 countries in the Middle East and North Africa. John Cohen, former Department of Homeland Security undersecretary and an ABC News contributor, says this appears to be the result of some kind of terrorism threat.
What these measures suggest to me is that the Department of Homeland Security and TSA have seen intelligence that leads them to believe that there is an active threat targeting airplanes traveling to the United States from these specific countries.
Passengers would be allowed to carry larger devices such as tablets, portable DVD players, laptops, and cameras in their checked luggage. President Trump is going straight to the people for support of the Republican plan to repeal and replace Obamacare. The president spoke at a rally last night in Louisville.
Insurance companies in a great state known as Kentucky, have you ever heard of it? Are in tremendous trouble, will be fleeing, and we're going to save it all.
Top GOP lawmakers are proposing changes to the Republican plan to win more support in their own party, including larger benefits for older and disabled people on Medicaid. But conservative House Republicans say they have enough votes to block the measure. Fox News Channel has pulled legal analyst Andrew Napolitano from the air after disavowing his on-air claim that British intelligence officials had helped former President Obama spy on Donald Trump. Sources say Napolitano has been benched and won't be appearing on the air in the near future. Fox had no comment. Forget eggs and pancakes for breakfast. A Manhattan seafood restaurant is hoping you'll go for sushi. The Wall Street Journal says the Lobster Place, a longtime fixture at the Chelsea Market, has begun opening its 20-seat sushi bar daily at 9:30 a.m. Previously, the sushi bar was open for lunch and dinner only. The restaurant says the idea was inspired by Tokyo's famed fish market, which opens in the early hours and features restaurants offering sushi.
Thank you. We need that. I would eat that for breakfast.
Would you?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's good for you.
I love that stuff.
All right.
I like the I like the burn from the wasabi, too. I need a little.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's good stuff. Ginger.
A little nasal burn. Yeah, with the ginger. Next, Jen. 22 minutes now after the hour on This Morning. America's First News. Glad you're with us on this Tuesday. Strapped by budget cuts and staff reductions, the IRS audited fewer people last year than it has in more than a decade. A little more than 1 million individual tax returns in 2016. That's 6 years in a row of declines. But should you be willing to roll the dice? Here's Janelle Marte, personal finance writer at The Washington Post. Janelle, what should we make of this?
So, you know, for years we have seen and heard warnings from the IRS that because of the budget cuts that they've faced and their, you know, the losses that they've had to their staff, that they might have a harder time enforcing tax collection, and that means fewer audits. And actually now we're seeing in the numbers that audits have come down quite a bit. And it's kind of come down across the board for all income levels, but especially for people who are wealthy, right? They're already more likely to be audited, and we saw a bigger difference there in terms of the share of people who have been audited. And, you know, it can feel a little tempting for some people, like, oh, hey, this is good news, but not necessarily. You want to think twice before you go and try to take on the IRS.
All right. So in this scenario, then, what really raises the red flags, even when they may be short on bodies to investigate fraud?
So one thing to keep in mind is that most of us, the average taxpayer, if you have a mistake on your tax return, and let's call it a mistake, right? So let's say you didn't mean to, for instance, forget to report some income. The IRS, you have to remember, they get a lot of this information reported to them as well, right? So they're receiving the information that's on your 1099. They're receiving the information that your employer is reporting on a W-2. So if the numbers are wrong, if they don't match up, that's going to be caught almost right away. And most likely you'll hear from them in the form of a letter that says basically something like, these numbers don't match up. Can you explain? And that's still technically an audit. I mean, there a lot of the audits, the majority of the audits that they do now are through the mail and not these sort of face-to-face audits that you hear about that are so intimidating.
Yeah, yeah. We're speaking with Janelle Marte. She heads up the Get There section at the Washington Post, a personal finance writer. Her piece is called Tax Audits Are Way Down, But Don't Get Too Excited. Also, you point out kind of these oversized charitable contributions that might not be equal to what your peers are in your income level. Is that right?
Yeah. So other than the missing information that they can catch right away, the IRS is also, they have mechanisms in place for catching anytime that someone's sort of deductions are a little bit out of line based on their income level. And, you know, basically they're scanning for outliers. So if your deductions are much higher than, you know, twice as much than what other people in your income range are claiming, that's the sort of thing that is still going to, you know, merit a second look from the IRS.
Thanks, Janelle. Janelle Marte, personal finance writer at The Washington Post. It's 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Let's talk about wine for just a moment, specifically Cameron Hughes wine. I've been a fan for some time. Cameron has relationships with these high-end wineries and producers all over the world. He takes what they're not going to bottle, puts it in his own bottle, slaps his label on it, and you get luxury wine at an affordable price. And all the bottles are guaranteed. If you're not happy, he'll make it right. And right now, Cameron Hughes has an exclusive offer for our listeners. You get free shipping on your order and a free sommelier-grade corkscrew. It's a great deal to try wines that are already up to 50% off because they are sold directly to you. It's a no-brainer to try Cameron Hughes wine. Free shipping and your free sommelier corkscrew at chwine.com and enter the code DEAL. chwine.com and the code DEAL. Don't wait. It is a limited-time offer. The wine is fantastic. The deal's great. I want you to go online and order it today. chwine.com with the code DEAL.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.
Thanks for spending time with us. Tuesday, March 21, Gordon Deal, Jennifer Koshenka. Some of our top stories and headlines. House Republicans tweak their Obamacare replacement bill. Comey confirms the FBI is probing a potential connection between Trump campaign staffers and Russian officials. He also says he has no information about Trump's allegations that he was wiretapped. Confirmation hearings continue for Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch. Some Middle Eastern and African airports won't let you bring laptops or other electronics as carry-ons beginning today. You got to check them. And what's arguably the cheesiest promposal on record. That story in about 20 minutes. It's time for a technology update, and it's brought to you by Dell. Dell's U.S.-based small business advisors can help you upgrade to powerful new Dell PCs with Intel Core processors. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL. A wave of inexpensive webcams, thermostats, and other internet-connected devices are hitting the market, many of them carrying minimal safeguards against remote hacking. Hundreds of thousands of these machines already host malicious software, and the owners don't even know it. As a result, the internet is constantly under attack, making websites harder to defend. Wall Street Journal reporter Drew Fitzgerald says the vulnerabilities are an open secret in security and technology circles, but there is no consensus on what to do about it. Drew, what have you found?
Yeah, well, so I spent a little while tracking down some of the devices that security researchers had been infected with viruses. And the reason that a lot of these viruses are damaging to the internet, I don't know if you remember, a few months ago there were a lot of websites that were knocked offline for a lot of people for a long time. These sorts of cameras, routers, other boxes in your home or office are often used in attacks that will hurt other things on the internet and make them unavailable. It's at a huge cost to businesses, a huge nuisance, and it's becoming a growing problem.
So these things are what, like an indirect source for attacks?
A lot of times they're the direct source of the attack. If you're a criminal or just a hacker looking to have fun, you can infect a lot of these devices. The security on many is very poor, and basically turn them into your personal foot soldiers in a personal army that can be used to attack any website.
Wow. Why is the security so poor?
Well, a lot of people in the electronics industry will tell you that a lot of these devices are years behind in terms of security. They're kind of where your home desktop, PC, laptop was 10 to 20 years ago. The processing power on a lot of them is extremely advanced. You can do more and more things. Your microwave, refrigerator, anything can be connected to the internet. And a lot of the device makers have said that they've essentially hooked them up to the internet first and are only thinking about security second.
So explain what happened as you lead off the story with this security camera in this laundromat in Colorado.
Sure. Well, this laundromat is one of literally hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of devices that have been found to be possibly infected with a virus. I started by finding a couple security researchers who had a list of internet addresses that were found to be scanning other devices on the internet for new victims to attack, and through a few methods traced back the source of that activity to, again, a laundromat like any other business that needed a security system connected to the internet so the owner could see the video feed while she was away, and unbeknownst to her the whole time had been used in possibly other online attacks, certainly scanning other businesses and homes for new boxes to take control of.
Wow. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Drew Fitzgerald. He's written a piece called What's Attacking the Web? A Security Camera in a Colorado Laundromat. How do you know if a device like this is even infected?
Well, that's the other tough part. It's very hard to know at all. A lot of times the devices that are infected keep working as usual without the user being any the wiser. But you can tell if your device is vulnerable to this type of attack. A lot of them are infected simply because they're connected to the internet, they don't have a strong firewall, and they have default passwords. So if you buy a router or a webcam or anything else from Best Buy and you install it and it doesn't tell you to create your own username and password, you should do that.
Thanks, Drew. Wall Street Journal reporter Drew Fitzgerald. 20 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for being with us. Welcome into a Tuesday. Beyond the headlines now, this morning's Mike Gavin is here with a look at some of the other stories you'll be talking about this morning.
Good morning. Well, we know a lot of guys make bad choices to show off for girls, but those choices don't usually involve giant reptiles. That's what happened to a teen Australian backpacker who jumped into a river and started wrestling with a crocodile to impress a woman. Lee DePau described battling the beast to local TV in the early hours of Sunday morning, saying that he first punched the croc in the snout and then got it straight in the eye, managing to eventually escape, but not before suffering extensive injuries to his arm. Even after the traumatic experience, DePau appears to still be smitten with the young woman. He says they plan to see a movie together once, of course, he's released from the hospital.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's an important thing. She's not invited to come to the hospital and watch a movie on his iPad.
No, she's going to wait till he heals up nicely, and then they're going to go out together. Now, I know what your next question is going to be, and I don't know the answer, but we can probably assume, again, the early hours of Sunday morning, they're out walking together. Was there any sort of substances involved that might have, you know, perhaps gave him a little extra courage to jump into that river? That we don't know for sure.
Okay,
I knew that was your next question.
Definitely on my list. And the other one would be, once they go to the movies, will he be able to put his arm around her?
Ah, yes. See, that's probably why they got to wait till he's
Or will it still
up.
Be in a sling or a cast of some kind?
Yes, perhaps. Yeah, this guy's very resourceful. Something tells me he'll figure out a way to get close, even if his arm is in a sling.
Boy, oh boy. That's, you know, that just gets to that question that we see often in these types of stories, and that is, What exactly was your thinking in that moment when you jumped into the river with a crocodile?
Right. And not only that, but she was standing right there. So she saw him get mauled by this crocodile and come out all bloody and, you know,
So she witnessed the key decision making in that moment.
So I'm sure you could just see the cartoon hearts just floating away from her as this is all going on. Oh, my hero.
Right.
I'm sure that's probably not how it went down.
Yeah, listen, I'd love to come to the hospital with you, but I've got some grocery shopping to do. Why don't you just text me later?
So we'll see you at the movies. And someone at Starbucks, Gordon, is apparently a big fan of Michael Phelps. Yesterday, the most decorated Olympian in history stopped in to grab some coffee with his wife and a friend. When they got their drinks, Phelps noticed that instead of his name, as is typically done at Starbucks, his cup had the GOAT written on the side, with GOAT, of course, standing for greatest of all time. And because of their association with Phelps, Phelps's wife got to be known as Wife of GOAT, and his friend was Friend of GOAT.
That's a whole farm they got going there.
Yeah, they've got a lot of goats. Phelps seemed to enjoy the gesture, posting a picture of the three goat cups to his 3 million Instagram followers, where it's been liked nearly 170,000 times far. It's a pretty good picture.
Good one. And good recognition by the folks at Starbucks.
Yeah.
Right? Somebody was paying attention to the Olympics, apparently.
Yeah. Very cool. Mm-hmm. And again, it's cool that they noticed it as well.
Of course, he has webbed hands, so he's easy to spot as an Olympic swimmer.
Right.
Thank you, Mike. 14 minutes now in front of the hour. On This Morning, America's First News. When a state ranks among the top 10 in the country for major new and expanded facilities, that's pure growth. When it's tops for three straight years, that's pure Michigan. Long known as a world leader in the automotive industry, Michigan is also a leader in defense, cybersecurity, mobility, agribusiness, and aerospace. In fact, CNBC rates Michigan among the top 10 states in the country for business. To learn more, visit MichiganBusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. The powerful performance and incredible battery life of new Dell PCs with Intel Core processors empower small business employees to do their best work wherever work takes them. Dell's U.S.-based small business advisors and price match guarantee mean you'll always get the best deal on the right solution tailored to your business needs. Powerful PCs are just the beginning of a great partnership. Call 877-BUY-DELL now to contact the Dell Small Business Advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL. Thanks for being with us. New research in the journal Pediatrics finds that opioid exposures among children and adolescents rose about 86% between 2000 and 2009, then fell somewhat between 2009 and 2015. One expert says the decline in the later years might mean that doctors are being more careful in prescribing opioids, or that there's improved technology for deterring people from obtaining large amounts of opioids. He also said, though, it could mean people are switching to street drugs like heroin as opioids become increasingly more difficult to get. 8 minutes in front of the hour on This Morning. Jennifer Koshenka is back with more of America's First News.
Gordon, Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch faces hours of questioning from senators today, day two of his confirmation hearing. Yesterday, Gorsuch emphasized his strong belief in the separation of powers and pledged to be independent.
These days, we sometimes hear judges cynically described as politicians in robes, seeking to enforce their own politics rather than striving to apply the law impartially. But if I thought that were true, I'd hang up the robe. The truth is, I just don't think that's what a life in the law is about.
While Republicans are unanimously supporting Gorsuch, Democrats made clear they will not rubber stamp his nomination. FBI Director James Comey is saying publicly for the first time the FBI has been investigating whether Donald Trump's associates coordinated with Russian officials in an effort to sway the presidential election. Comey appeared yesterday before the House Intelligence Committee in a bruising five-hour session. He had this exchange with Adam Schiff of California about Trump's claims that Trump Tower was wiretapped by the Obama administration.
No individual in the United States can direct electronic surveillance of anyone. It has to go through an application process, ask a judge. The judge can then make the order.
So President Obama could not unilaterally order a wiretap of anyone?
No president could.
An eight-alarm fire that began at an unoccupied apartment complex in Kansas yesterday injured three firefighters and destroyed multiple homes. Overland Park Fire Chief Brian Denner.
There are 17 homes that are affected. that we will have 40 individuals from the arson task force, including the ATF and the state fire marshal's office, that is going to be on the ground.
Denner described the building's conditions as a mixed bag of damaged and destroyed. And scientists have discovered an amazingly good thing about dangerous spiders. The protein in their venom may help protect the brain from injury after a stroke. Researchers in Australia say a single dose of the protein worked on lab rats. They say the spider venom showed great promise as a future stroke treatment, but had yet to test it in human trials.
My goodness. Wow. Thank you, Jennifer. 6 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for being with us. This might be the cheesiest promposal story you've heard, but it's another heartwarming one. 18-year-old Shaden Weedle from Newton High School in Kansas says he's been carefully plotting his promposal since the beginning of the school year. From the time of day right down to the line he was going to use, he thought about all the ways he can make 15-year-old Carly Whitman feel special. She has Down syndrome. Mission accomplished. CBS News says the young man approached Carly wearing a red T-shirt with a Doritos logo on it. On the shirt were the words, "I know I am nacho, typical Dorito, but I'm going to be cheesy and ask, will you go to prom with me?"
Will you go to prom with me? Yeah? Is that a yes?
Shocked and excited, Whitman jumped up and down, covering her mouth with both hands as she repeatedly yelled, "Oh my gosh." She started tearing up and, of course, said yes. He handed her a bouquet of roses and a bag of Doritos. Shaden says he's known the family for 7 years, and there's not been a day where he's not seen Carly eating Doritos. Girl after my own heart. That'll do it for this hour. For Jennifer Koshenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News.